What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's your guilty pleasure? It could be food. People think of music. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, I really like the new Top 40.
Yeah.
You know, Hot Wings is jamming out to Chapel Rowan or whatever.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
There are definitely certain new songs that, like, will strike a chord with me.
Mm-hmm.
A Miley Cyrus song or a Bruno Mars or something like that. I go, all right, I like this one.
I do like Miley Cyrus. It doesn't count just to like them. You have to, like, actually really, like, I'd like it if I hear it.
Or you, like,
it's only a guilty pleasure if you're like, I'm putting on the whole album.
Yeah.
I'm rolling up the windows and I'm going to sing as loud as
I
can.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't seek it out. If it's on, I'll enjoy it.
But. Yeah.
Or, like, you get excited to see that they're coming to town and you're like, I can't wait to get a ticket, but nobody can know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find, like, thinking of guilty pleasures is harder now. Because I'm around myself mostly by myself. So it's like, well, I don't have to feel guilty. No one can see me anyway. Like, I can just sit here watching an 80s romantic comedy with Patrick Dempsey and eating ice cream off my own belly.
That is true.
Like, that for me would probably be the one. Like, oh, Can't Buy Me Love is on. Let me grab my ice cream. I like this movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's
no,
silly.
That's very true.
But no one's there to see it, so. I'm like a bear going to the bathroom in the woods. What difference does it make?
This text, I'm in my 40s, and when I'm around my friends, I'm classic rock, I'm metal, and even a little bit of rap. But when no one's around, it's all K-pop all the time. I sing it so loud, and wow. I'm really good at it.
I've never understood the whole K-pop thing. I guess it's kind of like how my parents never really understood the NSYNC and Backstreet Boys kind of boy band that I grew up with. But their fans are insane. I mean, they've taken over. And if you don't listen to it, you might not be as familiar. But God, it's crazy how, devoted their fans are.
Right.
And then they live a very certain lifestyle, too. When you're a K-pop performer, you have to be no drinking, not in relationships and things like that. You have to be this perfect little performer.
It's very like joining the church.
Yeah.
Sort of, where it's a lifestyle expectation as well.
A little seven-member cult.
Kelly, you'll be able to relate to this one from your Secrecy Burgers.
Yes.
This one's a little bigger. Mm-hmm. My guilty pleasure is when my wife leaves town, I go to White Castle and I order a cheesy 10-sack of burgers, 20-piece chicken ring, and the rancid White Castle farts overnight while I sleep. That I've been banned from having when the wife is there.
Okay, so the stinky farts are what give you a bit of joy.
Anybody who's in a relationship with somebody who's very healthy as far as their eating and cooking and fitness can relate to that.
Yes.
Because when they're out of town, it's like, oh, burger day. Or, you know, whenever you're just in the feeling of, I'm going to lie to my person today and smash a burger because I don't want broccoli for lunch again.
When my wife is gone, I have a go-to order.
What is it?
At the Chinese food restaurant, I always get the General Tso's chicken with white rice, not fried sometimes, but then I also get egg rolls and everything. She loves Chinese food, but
I was gonna say Annette doesn't seem like she'd bust your balls over that.
No, but it's just she has there's one place that she really likes to go to, but it's way too far of a drive to go there, and
you'll drive there when she's
they
gone.
Won't deliver to our they won't deliver to far enough to our neighborhood.
Yeah,
so I like the one that's really close to us, and every time she's always like, no, I don't want to. So, oh, you're not gonna be here this week? Perfect.
So your guilty pleasure is convenience.
Kind of. It's so good too.
Convenient Chinese food.
Yeah.
a really common one that has come in a number of times are people, their guilty pleasure is fantasizing about leaving it all behind. Now, the four that have come in, three have said, "Now, I would never do this, but I love the fantasy of leaving for work one morning and then starting my new life on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico with a hut selling like fishing lures that
it's
are
like
homemade."
Andy Dufresne stuff.
So, like, yeah, Jimmy Buffett on the run.
Yeah.
That is, I guess I never thought that that could classify as a guilty pleasure, but yeah, it works. And I can definitely relate.
Really?
Yeah. When I was working in Lansing, the exit that I got off of to get to work was one past the one that I get off on to get where we are now. And so there were so many times where I was just like, what if I just went one exit early and
drove here?
Drove here. Came back and just said, "Hey guys, I'm back.
Pay me now, please."
Yeah.
It might have worked.
Here I am. It might have. Yeah.
It might have worked. We might have been like, okay, well, we've been waiting for you to tell us.
I mean, all right. I don't know how to say no.
We didn't know we were waiting. That would have been pretty wild. Guys, Maitland just walked in. What's she doing here? I don't know. I hope she's not here to shoot us.
Yeah,
that would have been very unlikely.
She's demanding a job.
I think we have to pay her.
So we are Maitland's guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Huh. Like, you're fit. That means people, you don't tell people about this because it's embarrassing?
Well, I didn't tell people about it because I didn't want them to feel bad or,
that you were,
or know that I was really that fed up with the way my life was.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I have a guilty pleasure that I have to avoid when I go to Costco, because if I see them and I'm within arm's reach, I'm grabbing the bag of their miniature chocolate chip cookies. Not the ones that are prepackaged like little kid snacks. It's the full-on like 2-pound bag. And I, when I had stepkids in my life, would hide them because I would share. I'd get them their snacks that they loved. But if they knew how good those were, I was like, they're going to love these. So when I didn't have stepkids in my life anymore, I was like, I still keep buying these 2-pound bags of chocolate chip cookies. I can't stop. And then I had to stop because my face started to look like a chocolate chip cookie.
Right.
So. Oh, my God, they're so good, though.
If you really ask me, like, what do you want to do at the end of the day? On a simple day. Like, and you take away, like, the obvious stuff, like hang out with my family and the kids. Ultimately, if I could have a bag of Cape Cod rippled kettle chips.
Yum.
And a big glass of Crown and Diet and eat the whole bag while staring at whatever is on the TV with little care. That is as guilty of a pleasure as I can get, because it is useless. It's making me fat. It's not good for anybody else. But man, oh man, something about the crunch. Boom.
I thought for sure you were going to include video games with that.
It probably would go with that.
Yeah, like uninterrupted video games.
Yeah, it probably would. That would be.
But that requires a little thumb effort.
That's fine.
Yeah, this one, you're not doing anything.
The ones I play, particularly the basketball, I've played it so much, I couldn't tell you what the controls do. Because my body just knows. Mm-hmm. Like, if you said, "How do I pass?" I'd be like,
thumb.
Oh, yeah. Just pass, man.
Yeah,
just pass.
Yeah, thumb. Sure. It would be. Use your thumb. That's what I used. Yeah. Tommy, what's your guilty pleasure? Bottle caps and Smarties for breakfast?
Yeah, I was just going to say it's hard for me to, like, have a guilty one because I feel like I'm very upfront with what I enjoy. I mean, I love sweets more than life itself. I mean, I came in yesterday eating Nerd Clusters. If I see a candy or something goofy, I love the Coca-Cola Oreos. Like, if those stupid little gimmicks with products,
I've never seen someone who is such a hook for a gimmick product as you, Tommy.
It is so bad.
It is remarkable.
I drank Hot Cheeto Mountain Dew, which was horrible. It was horrible. It looked just as gross as it sounds. But I saw it and I'm like, you know what? I got to try it, and it was horrible, but I will buy pretty much anything with a gimmick or a crossover, and I think that's my guilty pleasure because I feel guilty about it, but I am very open about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no shame.
Well, there's shame. There's definitely shame. I don't feel good about it. When I walk in, I'm like, guys, did you see there's Oreo? Here, try these stupid Pop Rock Oreos. Yeah, I don't feel good about it, but you know what? I'm going to embrace it.
You're going to do it again?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Just to see the look on other people's faces while I'm enjoying these. Yeah, there's a, yeah. So I don't think it's a guilt. There's guilt, but I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Well, in the same way.
Tommy just sparked a thought, and I feel like hot wings... Actually, I think all of us can relate, but I think Hot Wings and I are top two guilty pleasure. National Park concert t-shirts, like t-shirts for the place that you were type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Concert t-shirts, you know, travel t-shirts. I looked everywhere in Costa Rica for a t-shirt that just simply said Costa Rica. And I couldn't find one without like a sloth or a monkey or some little like thing on it. I was like, I just want something plain that says Costa Rica.
Yeah.
About a bookmark and a pen. Instead.
So that people will say, did you go to Costa Rica? I did.
Yeah, I did. Look at my shirt. It says it.
Yeah, I was definitely on my park hoodie kick for a while. And, and one of the parks that I went to, I really liked it, but I hated all of their hoodies. So I got one after the fact on the internet.
Yeah.
I go, ah, that one's way cooler than anything they had.
Yep.
I'm the same way about crew neck sweatshirts like these.
Yeah, the old school ones.
Yeah. And like this one's just like an old racing one that somebody found in their garage. And I was like, OK, I'll take it. But then I like to get them at breweries or like you guys were saying, like national parks, places I like, ones that say funny things on them, like Silly Goose University. And I went through them the other day. I have 26.
Yeah.
Wow.
26 crew neck sweatshirts.
That's a lot.
And I wear them all. Mm-hmm. I was like, I had to get rid of some, but I couldn't. I love them all equally.
Don't do it. Don't get rid of them.
My guilty pleasure. I get up early to drive. I'm driving to play hockey right now at 5:30 a.m. Central Time against a bunch of other middle-aged men. It's not so much the exercise. We mostly make fun of each other for 2 hours, but it makes me so happy on the inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about this job. Like, it's work, but for the most part, we're just making fun of each other for 5 straight hours. And I really like that about
fun.
Us.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah, it's good. It's, until you take it home, you start doing it to other people.
Oh, yeah, and then you're a butthole. And I'm like, am I the a-hole?
Right?
Is it me?
It's me, right?
Turns
Tough
out
to
it
find
is.
The balance sometimes.
Oh, you didn't want to be made fun of for the way you walked through the room casually?
Yeah.
Maybe you could tell me. Because I thought you were walking dumb on purpose.
You didn't want a sarcastic critique of this meal I'm thoroughly enjoying, but I'm going to make fun of you for it.
Okay. Did you even try to make this? No, it's great. Why would you think I didn't like it?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
I like my guilty pleasure is also FaceTiming people. Like cold call FaceTiming people. I know people hate it.
Gross.
But my best friends, that's how we grew up communicating that way. It was never all text messages. It was FaceTimes. And it was so much fun. So I usually FaceTime 2 or 3 people a day.
Mm. Yeah, I don't mind getting a FaceTime.
I love it.
I don't get them that often, but when it does, like, I'm not, it doesn't bother me.
If one of you tried to FaceTime me, there's no way I'm answering it.
Really?
No. I think you were butt dialing me.
I would assume that it was an accident.
That would make me do it even faster. Like, maybe this is hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they don't know they're doing this and they're somewhere awkward.
When one of our 12-year-olds was pretty young. He had grabbed my phone. You know, you let your kid play with your phone for a second. And he was always pretty safe. It was locked or whatever. But one time he FaceTimed a guy that I only had his phone number because he played basketball in our group. And we'd need to know if we were going to have enough to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd send out texts. But there was no other communication between me and him ever other than a group text of, are you guys going? So he gets a FaceTime call from me. And then it's just one of our dudes looking at him going, hi. Hi. So then I didn't know it. And so then like 10 minutes later, I see like 4 texts going, did you have your kid FaceTime me? What? So yeah, that was, that'd be confusing. Mm-hmm. That's what I expect if I get a FaceTime from someone. What about a lot of readers saying pure smut is their guilty pleasure?
Oh, yeah.
Pure smut. Which,
people
that's fine.
Smut.
How about this one? This one's bad. Starting fights between strangers. Yup, I'm a troll. And if I can get 2 strangers to fight with each other that don't even know that that I'm doing it, it is as good as it gets.
Damn, that's evil.
Honestly, that used to be one of my favorite trolls in school. Was, you know, like in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, whatever, where you'd be eating in the lunchroom. I wouldn't cause big fight, like I wouldn't cause fist fights, but I was really good at getting two people to get into an argument and then walking away. And then I did have one of those epiphanies, like maybe we all have at one point or another, where you go, I'm not sure people like that I'm doing this.
you mean like the people that are fighting, you don't think that they're thrilled with your decision?
It's funny for a while, but then you go, I might be alienating people in ways I don't want to.
Might be burning all the bridges.
Yeah, kind of like, I used to, you know, like Freebeer, you used to do it all the time. You're Burn King, but I used to burn people all the time too, and I was good at it. Most of the people in radio, like, that's how we start off. We go, hey, I think I got something here. And man, I mean, nobody could say anything without me having a retort. I was great at it. And then at some point I went, people are starting to not like me. And that was not my intention. I was just trying to be funny. And it turns out that the people don't like it.
I'm so dang funny. I keep losing friends.
Yeah.
Funny how they disappear.
Yeah, that's why I got two now. Yeah.
Guys, I'm 42 and the biggest guilty pleasure for me is just a throwback in time. I want to eat an entire large box of Fruity Pebbles in a large Tupperware bowl while watching a stupid kids TV show.
Yes. Oh, I love
There's something
cereal.
About that trip back in time.
Yeah, I just can't do it now. It's humbling now, because now if I try, it makes me feel gross.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't do that without feeling like I have to go to a yoga class beforehand.
Yeah.
And
like
after.
Last night I knew I was going to smash some pasta, so I took Muffin on a 2-mile walk, smashed pasta, took a 2-hour nap, went to a yoga class, and then took Muffin for another walk so I wouldn't feel so bad about the Costco-sized pan of pasta I ate yesterday. It was so good, and it was organic, so it's healthier.
Well, yeah, I don't think so, but that's fun.
It's fine.
Buying organic to make yourself feel better is a guilty pleasure, I think. Know. This one, we're going to end on this one. Guilty pleasure. I love wet floor signs. I like to take photos of them, all of them. And if I can, I have sex with them.
Wait. That took a weird turn I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
They have sex with floor signs? Are there holes in those?
I don't know.
No, they're like the little, like,
sandwich
board.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
I yellow. So, like, yeah.
Trapper keeper your penis or something?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, there's a guilty pleasure.
Or what if it's a lady?
Zip. Like, I guess. Sit on the pyramid.
I mean, I guess.
Strap on it or something.
You guys know those banana shaped floor signs?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that would be perfect for that. No.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy sounded like you got an idea.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Tommy, listen, if you want to split the
pleasure just
Tommy,
came out.
You're as excited about this as really hot Mountain Dew. It's like Cheetos, man.
When did they start making wet floor signs that look like bananas? These are kind of amazing.
Yeah. They feel amazing. I mean,
they bananas. Feel amazing. What?
You ever sat on one?
Tommy's taking a banana rocket to Pleasure Moon. Jesus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.